for.
All right.
We fucking go. It's what number did I just say? 130 fucking two. We're Jesse list tonight. He's tired, sleepy little.
You know, I don't remember the last time we were Jesse list.
It's been a long time. I don't think he's actually missed one since he started up. Oh, you know what? His birthday. Because he was out in the woods or something. So, like, a year ago. Fucking Stone Ninja's back.
What?
Where the hell you been, my guy?
Stupid work, man.
Stupid work.
Yeah, fucking paying bills, fucking making them ducats. Fucking, man, so Spider-Man has finally, well, Miles Morales Spider-Man has finally come to Fortnite.
Yeah, boy.
And then they made me work on the week.
I'm actually going to scoop that up tonight.
Miles Morales, yeah, that's a good one to scoop up. Yeah, fucking working on the weekends. You know, my job wanted me to work on the weekend. And I said, I can't work on the weekends. And they're like, oh, you party hard on Fridays? And I said, oh, no. But listen, I need my weekends.
Right.
Yeah, that's... If they would have said, hey, come in at noon, that'd have been one thing. But you want me to wake up at 7 o'clock on a Saturday? That's my sleeping day. I need two of those.
So
Donnie,
man?
Shit, not fucking much. Fucking just been fucking playing a lot of Pokemon and Fortnite.
Yeah, I got back into the Pokemon Go a little bit. I'm at like 140 something Pokemon, so that's pretty decent.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that game, every couple years I start playing it again. But now I gotta connect it to the Switch, so the transferring my Pokemon back and forth has given me a reason to play the fucking game again.
I've been playing a lot of Clash Clans.
What is the gameplay of Clash of Clans like? Everyone I know has played Clash of Clans. Or plays Clash
of Clans. Played Clash of Clans?
I've never played Clash of Clans.
Oh man, it was fun. You build like a small village, and some of them are like defensive structures, and some of them like build your armies and stuff, and then you build an army, and then once you've got an army ready, you go and like raid other villages and fuck all their stuff up and take their money.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you try to 3-star them.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get like 50% of their village destroyed, that's 1-star. If you get their town hall, 2-star. And if you get 100%, that's 3-star.
Oh, so shit.
To get a win, you either need to get 50% or the town hall. But you're really going for those, you know, 3-star wins, man. Where it's at.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking.
See, you can do wars with other clans, and you know.
I might check it out. I don't know.
No, but listen, all right. Here's what turns everybody off the game: the wait times for upgrades. I'm so high up in level that my fucking wait time for one of my archer towers was like 17 days.
Oh.
Yeah, and so...
But I've been playing since 2013. I've been playing since the game released.
Yeah. I played for a couple of years right when it came out, like the first like, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. And then I had to give it up.
I bet the max town hall when you quit was like 11 or something.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like 15 now.
Yeah. Mm. You gotta wait 17 days to move again or something?
Not now. You wouldn't. You'd start out, you know, 15 minutes. An hour.
Like, you've got cannons, and you've got archer towers, and you've got crossbows, right?
Yeah.
They start off at level 1. Let's say you want to be level 2. Okay, no big deal. Takes a couple of...
What? I think we lost them.
Oh, shit.
He is frozen in time. Oh, he's back.
Do it. Boom. It fucking goes out. Am I going in and out on y'all?
Yeah, you went out for like that the whole time you were discussing that, and then you came back, and you're like, and boom. It was like a TV show.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was very comical. Because you were frozen, like... Yeah, it was...
Well, so, like, you know, when you start off and you're just leveling it up from, like, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, whatever, it's just maybe a couple hours. But then as you get to, like, level 12, 14, 20, like, it starts taking, like, 14, 15 days.
Damn.
And it just... It's ridiculous, but the worst part about it is that tower, say it's an archer tower, it just doesn't work on defense
for 15 days.
14 days.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
So you might have like 10 archer towers,
but it's fun.
And you gotta like sit there and like rebuild your base to kind of make up for shit that's not working.
And they probably want you to spend money to speed it up.
Yeah. Dude, there's a battle pass.
How'd you know?
Listen, yeah. I've been buying that fucking pass since it came out.
What is the pass?
So it gives you like a hero skin. You have heroes and they have an ability. Your heroes, your barbarian king, your archer queen, your grand warden, and now we got our champion. Yeah, and each month there's a new pass for $5, and it gives you like special upgrade shit. Like it'll give you a book of heroes, that's a free level for your hero to go up. A book of fucking building, there's a free one of your buildings to upgrade. Like it gives you just gold, it reduces the time for upgrades. Mm. One gym donation, you know, just makes the game flow a little faster.
You know, it's funny with all these games, money seems to make everything go a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, and they, you know, I can see how people get addicted to that shit too.
Some of the games are great. Is spending money on the game affects your level in the game, whereas something like Fortnite, if you spend money on the game, you got a fucking dance move or like a cool like skin.
Yeah, a little costume.
And that's it. It doesn't affect your gameplay, and that's why. One of the reasons why I just gave up playing Clash of Clans, because I was like, I'm never going to spend enough money on this game to get ahead.
That is one thing that I love about Fortnite. It is very honorable of them to not have any pay-to-win aspect of the game.
Yeah, now if you just get rid of the PC gamers, it'd be fun again.
Yeah.
But when I started playing the game, there was no pass.
Man. You know, I don't mind the battle pass. Cause I think it's well, I'm talking the fucking Fortnite one, which is what, like $8, which still isn't a bad price. And I get it with that crew membership, Which right. I think the crew membership's worth it too. For like $12, you get the 1,000 V-Bucks a month. You get the current battle pass, and you get the battle pass for Rocket League now, and a dope ass fucking skin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get your money's worth on the V-Bucks alone.
Yeah.
And then you just get to play in the battle pass for free. You know, that's cool. And then another free skin.
Yeah, and what's cool, Battle Pass give you more V-Bucks to spend, too.
Yeah, true.
No. I don't subscribe every month to the crew. I subscribe when the pass is coming out. Just so I get the pass, and then I let it, you know, go until the next pass.
That makes sense. I just ride it out. I got it for me and. So.
Well, see, a lot of times I can't, like, you know, afford it, so I just, you know, let it go until I get that battle pass. I'm like, yeah. You know, And see, that's like the class pass. I say I buy it every time. But, like, the last 6 months, I haven't.
Man, I was buying Magic's battle pass, which is like $20. I was buying that every new set. And then I'm like, man, I'm not even playing enough to utilize this ever. Like, I'm not even gaining 2 levels. This is a waste of money. Battle passes are predatory like that. But fucking Fortnite's, I can't help it. Like, it's bothering me right now that I'm only 190 and I haven't completed this damn battle pass yet. I got two more skins.
What's kept me on a game like Clash of Clans is you can talk to your fucking clan mates. And we fucking talk so much shit to each other and troll each other and challenge each other's bases and shit.
In your clan, you can have up to 50 members, right? And there's the clan chat. And so while you're sitting there waiting on like your troops to build up and stuff, you can just sit there and fucking text it up with your homies.
That's pretty fucking dope.
Chat, and then, like, you donate troops to them. You've got, like, a clan hall, and it can contain, like 10 or 15 or 20 extra troops, right?
Yeah.
And you can just sit there and fucking, you know, load up people's town halls and stuff like that with, like, your top-level troops. And so if you're starting out at the game, right, and you join a clan that's pretty badass, and they're like, oh, yeah, here you go. Here's some level 12 archers. And you're like, the fuck? My archers are only level 4. And then you battle, and you just drop that, like, that clan hall. And if you're, you know, they can, like, do all the work for you. And they're troops that are donated and stuff like that. And then people, like, drop trophies, too. They'll just go and they'll drop one troop just so it becomes, like, win or lose. And then it just goes, end battle, and you lose trophies.
Damn.
So they just tank themselves to stay in, like, a lower level.
Man.
You can just sit there and reload. You can reload and look for that perfect base to hit, you know? And you go, yeah. I like this one right here. It's got a lot of money. I'm going to fucking take off the plane. And you just unload all your troops on it. And then you got to sit there and think about the economy of it. Like, if it takes me 250,000, what's the elixir? Elixir build an army, right?
Yeah.
Make sure I'm taking at least 250,000 elixir.
Yeah.
Not worth it for me. So I gotta make sure I got like a million.
Okay.
A million gold. I'm taking a million fucking elixir like every time. Because my fucking like army costs this much. And then there's like low budget kind of armies that you can do where it's like a fuck ton of just like 200 barbarians or something like that, and a couple of giants in there, and you throw them in there, and they just kind of work. And if you find a base with a bunch of shit on the outside, you're like, oh yeah, and they just destroy everything. And it's it's really kind of entertaining, and there's a lot of strategy involved. So,
man, I'm gonna have to check it out.
It might be worth it. You might end up getting stuck on Clash of Clans.
And it sounds like something when you just got a little bit of time to kill, I can go in and check out.
Yeah.
Hit reload on a few things and bounce out.
And then they add like that Builder's Island, so like you've got one fort, and then you've got a whole extra fort on a different island that does different stuff for you.
Yeah.
It's a lot to keep up with.
Damn.
It got kind of tedious for me, like I said, and I just had to peace out clans. But there was a Stone Ninjas clan. It was literally called Stoned Ninjas. It's actually still operated by my sister. She's running that junk. It's not very active anymore. There's just a handful of the original members.
Damn.
I kind of ditched that for Pokemon Go right when Pokemon Go came out. I was kind of juggling the both of them.
Yeah.
Then I was just like, I'm not playing Clash anymore. I'm just still on Clash. And then I played Pokemon Go for about a year, and then I just deleted all the mobile games off of my phone. It wasn't until you got to download Pokemon Go.
I wasn't even about Pokemon.
He got me back into Pokemon Go. I hadn't played it.
Donnie asked me about Pokemon Go.
Yeah, he did.
And I said, you know, I haven't played that in forever. And so I downloaded that, and I downloaded Pokemon Home, and then I learned I could connect it to the Switch and send Pokemon to my Switch games, which I've been playing the Switch like crazy lately, which is why I haven't been on Fortnite as much. And because I've been playing fucking Pokemon Legends, and I want to start Zelda at some point. Yeah, see?
There's so many Pokemons now, it's like...
Yeah.
Can you really catch them all? Is it even possible? There's 901 Pokemon.
Man. Fucking, and there's actually more than that. They're just not all in Go yet. There's over 1,000 Pokemon now. That shit's fucking bananas.
Can you just imagine if your job was to create Pokemon?
That would be fucking cool. Like, well, that's a dream job.
But all had to be kid friendly.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I know,
but I mean Cloyster. But is Cloyster kid friendly?
No Dildosaurus, okay?
Cloyster is a goddamn jerk.
Well, you know, some of them might be a bit suggestive, but not children.
Man. Fucking.
Dude. Seriously, like. I know they've been at it for, like, what, 20 years with Pokemon?
25
years?
Yeah.
Then, that's... Fuck, man.
I know,
it's... a lot of Pokemon.
Am I older than Pokemon?
What? Your oldest Pokemon?
I said, am I older than Pokemon?
Am you... yeah, Pokemon came out... You came out in December 98, so no. And Pokemon technically came out in 96. It didn't come out here till 98.
Ah.
Yeah, Pokemon is older than me, Donnie. Man, I have such fucking fond memories. Like, there's no game that I hold nostalgia for quite like Pokemon, because that was a magical moment. I got a game... Me and my brother got a Game Boy to share for Christmas. And I got Pokemon Red and he got Pokemon Blue. And I didn't even like turn-based RPGs. But, I don't know, something about catching the monsters. And then fighting with the team that I'm leveling up and shit.
Right. Love.
I remember importing fucking... We had this really cool import shop in town, so you could get... I got the movie before the movie was in theaters here, but it was all in Japanese. And I used to buy the Japanese Pokemon cards, and they had one holographic per pack. So I had a ton of Charizards and shit. And I bought Pokemon Silver when it came out in Japan. It was like $80, which was expensive for a Game Boy game. But I guess I understand because it was imported. But that shit was impossible to play because I don't read a lick of Japanese. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. You know, until another kid in school did that, and he had access to a printer, so he printed off a translation, which was fucking thick like this. But he let me use it, so that was good.
Well, there's they've got three different alphabets, basically. One that's phonetic like our alphabet, one that is more picture based and has like over 3,000 characters.
Damn.
And then there's one that's phonetic just like the other one, but it's used to for them to write other languages. So like there's like whole like alphabet for them to speak English or French or whatever. They're like, okay, this is what it sounds like. Boom, boom, boom. It's not our language, but if they say Dragon Ball Super, and it's got like, it's like Supa, it's two like letters, Supa, and it's like, that's Dragon Ball Super. And like, they'll be the Japanese, you know, word for Dragon Ball, whatever that is, I don't even know. But then Supa will be at the end of it, because they've incorporated the word super, like Super Mario Brothers and stuff like that, into their language.
That's pretty cool.
It's really neat because it kind of, brings in really culture from all over the world.
Yeah, that's pretty
just like we do. You know, there's some stuff like fucking taco and sushi and vodka. Those are all words that are other languages, and we've incorporated it into English now. So
yeah, that's true. There's a lot of shit. Deja vu. A lot of shit that you say that you don't even realize originated somewhere else.
Nah.
And it's just so ingrained in your speech.
Well, I went to that strip club.
Yeah. That's the only strip club I've been to is Deja Vu.
I went to Nashville.
The last time I ever went to the strip club, I was intoxicated before I showed up.
Wait, I got a question.
Yeah.
Don't y'all got that Michigan's prettiest butthole
contest? Yeah, I saw an ad for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's going for it?
I'm hoping I win. I submitted pictures and I haven't heard back.
Like some lipstick on it.
Yeah. pucker up for him.
Pucker up. Gonna be sorry you missed this, man.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna miss Michigan's prettiest butthole. Hey, man, fucking, I went there.
What looks like right there.
What?
That's what your butthole looks like, basically. Big old furry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a grizzly bear's anus.
Grizzly bear's butts.
know, like those bears in the Cottonelle commercials. They got nice butts because they wipe with Cottonelle. Donnie, you look a little baked. What have you been smoking on, Donnie?
I've been smoking on this fucking vanilla cones. Didn't we just open this?
Yeah. You smoke a lot of weed, Donnie.
Listen, don't fucking blame me, man.
Smoke a lot of fucking weed, Donnie.
Yeah, boy.
I'm smoking some stuff called sour apple biscotti.
Oh, shit. That sounds fancy.
Let's see if I can get a couple.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
The yellowiness of it is not coming through to the full effect.
Damn.
In the camera. But it's just, it looks and like really has a little sour apple smell to it.
Wow.
And it looks like what you think it would taste like and smell that, like. It's like,
that's pretty fucking dope.
That's wild.
I did get a new grinder. This little thing is fun.
Oh, that?
Yeah. Hey, here, let's see. Comes together, it's all like this, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
You pull the top off it, which just so happens to have fucking Kenny on there, stoned to shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure the folks at South Park didn't make a single penny off of this, which is sad because they're awesome fucking people. But they also had Tegrity Firm. How to make a real grinder with Tegrity. Anyway,
oh shit. This
part comes out and it's got these little teethy thingies. And you throw your cha-chap, and then like bam, bam,
bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam.
Wow.
And then I got a whole thing full of weed.
That's pretty fucking dope, man.
Yeah, well, one of the things they could have thought of, you know. I don't know why more places don't call me before they do anything. Because
You're fucking right.
All right. So what you could have, right, is a top that has a little like pour spout, so you can put your weed on there like that, right, and pour it on there and just be like, pour a little bit in my bowl.
Yeah, absolutely fucking right.
Because when this big old thing like this is open and I gotta pour it in here like this, it's gonna go
yeah, absolutely fucking right.
So, you know, they did have one that I thought was really cool. The whole thing, you would put a cone in there.
Oh shit.
And it would grind and hold the cone in place, and then the stuff, instead of like one of the ones that like keeps your weed,
yeah,
it would go into like a little funnel, boop, and just go grind straight into your cone.
That's pretty fucking radical, man.
I thought that was convenient. I've seen the automated or like the robot one where it's like a grinder, like a electronic grinder on the top.
Yeah, I think I've seen like that.
Where you sit there and you put like a couple of the cones in there. I forget how many you could put in there, and you click it in place. And then you just go bink and hit the button and it goes zzzz.
That's so fucking cool.
And when you pull it out, all you gotta do is like tap it down, twist the thing, light it up.
Man, I've always wanted to shake one of those multi-cone shaker boxes. Like,
yeah.
That always looks great to do. Like, 50 cones at one time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weed, though.
Yeah, well, you know, back in the early days of Stone Ninja, I didn't know what I was going to really be getting into. And I had considered, like, going, like, okay, I'm going to just hit the road to Colorado or, you know, whatever legal state. And I'll just, you know, buy a couple of pounds off of some producer as a business, Stone Ninja Comics, and just travel around with the fucking cone thing, and then just like go fucking state to state and load up dispensaries with, like,
hell yeah.
And then I realized how stupid that really was, because you could just sit in a fucking hotel and grind stuff, you know, there's like state businesses and all that, and that's why, you know, I've kind of like, I really need to grow the brand name on Stone Ninja before licensing it to all these other places that produce cannabis products already in legal states. That's going to be the way to go.
Hell yeah. Well, I can't I can't fucking wait.
Yeah. Well,
right. Well,
big news in the comic book industry, you know, since we're podcasting and talking about current events and shit. Diamond Comics Distribution, they are no longer the sole distributor of Image Comics.
Oh, shit.
Image said, you know what? We're not going to use you. We're going to go with Lunar. Lunar is the one that's been distributing for DC for the last, like, 2 years. DC was the first one to jump ship from Diamond and said, okay, we're not doing Diamond anymore. We're just going Lunar. Now, Marvel, like, last year said, we're not doing Diamond directly, but the Penguin House publisher distributor that they now have sells the comics to Diamond, who then distributes them. So it's like there's another, like, you know, cog in the system there.
Right.
That's, you know, taking a little bit of this.
Yeah, a little bit of, little slice of the cheese.
And so Image said, okay, we're going to go with Lunar. And Lunar distributes the most of the stuff already, and they get the comic books out, the DC comic books out weekly to all the comic book stores now. But Lunar is going to be able to then sell to Diamond the Image Comics. So they will still have some Image Comics, and I think Diamond UK, so like anyone in Europe that's getting them, it's, they're still going to be getting them through Diamond, and there was one other element of that. Oh, the trade size comics, you know, like the trades, not the monthly issues and stuff, the big collections of comics.
Yeah.
All of those are still going to go through Diamond Books, which is another company that distributes books, but it's related to Diamond Comics Distribution.
Man, I must say, I do love a nice collected edition, too.
Well, and see, the thing about that is, like, bookstores, for instance, are going to carry a lot more collected editions, graphic novels, if you will, right? They carry that stuff because, you know, that's more of a book.
Right.
You'll see with them, as far as actual comic books, most of the time you'll see where they'll have a grab bag of back issues. And so what you know, Marvel classic they would do is anytime they didn't sell all the copies of, you know, Darkwing number 32, you know, it got packaged with, you know, whatever else. And they'd be like, okay, here's a three pack, and you get three comics. And it'd be just a bunch of random shit.
Yeah. Oh.
That they couldn't sell before. But now they're selling them in like these three packs at, you know,
the dollar stores.
Dollar stores and stuff like that. So they're still thinking of things to do.
I got my first Deadpool comic through a dollar store grab bag like that.
I got my first Deadpool comic following my mom to the Kroger. You know, she would, I'd run up and down the aisles and pick up the handful of things I knew where to find them and bring them back to her cart while she was doing her shopping. And when I was done with my shopping, I get to read comic books.
Man.
A copy of X-Force number 13 and 14. And at the end of 14, there's a picture of Deadpool, and he looked cool as shit. So, man, I was just waiting and waiting just, like, to get that, you know, X-Force number 15. Still one of my favorite comic books. I've got, like, 15 or 20 copies of it now.
Hell yeah. Man, I don't really have, outside of the Stone Ninja collection, I don't have a whole lot of comics. I used to do all my reading in the shop when I played Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, I'd just be standing around reading whatever was on the shelf. I read The Walking Dead that way, and I'm kicking myself in the ass for not buying that for the first book when it came out.
I saw it sitting on the shelf right when I got kind of back into collecting after, like, my 90s run. And then I had to, like, pay rent and, like, be, like, a grown-up and shit like
that. Yeah.
And then I got, you know, kind of pretty set. And, like, I was like, oh, okay, I've got some spending money. Let's see what's going on with Deadpool and the gang. You know, and I went and started going to the comic book. And I would pick up Image number ones, you know, so I would always kind of keep an eye on it. I was like, oh, what's this one? Yeah, I'm not really into zombies. Right, and I go and I flip it open and I look, it's black and white. Pass.
Man.
Fuck her down.
Yeah.
Like, had I known.
I did pretty much the same thing. I remember picking it up going, oh wow, zombies, that's dope. Oh, I'm not reading this.
Man.
Man, there's a lot of comics that I did that to, though, that I wish I'd been like, oh man, should have bought that.
I've got a couple of ones, but yeah, I got on to the Cliff Rider's first appearance. I picked him up, like, that was just a couple of years ago. Same time, who was it? That Hulk Wolverine dude got that first appearance. Handful of books. What is it? Gwenpool.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got the first, like, cameo cover appearance that was just supposed to be it. And everybody thought it was so cool that they were like, oh, well, yeah, that's a character. And you know how Deadpool's crazy and he talks and breaks the fourth wall? Well, her whole power is she's from the real world and she's stuck in the comic books, so she talks to the readers, too. But she can also affect what happens in the comic because she knows it's all fake.
That's actually fucking bananas.
And so in her world, she was a comic book nerd and she was fucking reading all the comics and stuff. And yeah, man, it was just, it was pretty wild, man. It's a very meta character. And they brought her in the back, like, 10 pages of Howard the Duck's new series when it came out. And I was just like, wait, she's in the bottom corner there. I was like, oh, Gwenpool's in this. And I was like, oh, yeah. That was that, you know, cover. Like, oh, I'm going to pick this up, you know. And I picked up a couple of them.
As
you know, now that's, you know, a couple hundred bucks or something like that. I don't know.
Man, that was a smart buy.
That was a couple of them. I want to say I might have Miss Marvel's first appearance. I know I've got Taskmaster's first appearance.
Now that's dope as fuck.
I can't remember if I've been looking for or if I finally got MODOK's first appearance. I think I scooped that up like a little. I've got a Captain America 100.
Damn.
That's like where the series picked up when he came back with Marvel.
Okay.
So that was, I don't know, it's kind of cool.
Man, I used to, I'm trying to think of the comics I used to read. I used to read a series, Gen 13. That was an Image comic. That was pretty dope.
Hey, Scott Campbell, man. That's where I fell in love with his artwork. That dude amazing.
I think I mainly read that because I was a hormonal preteen boy.
Yeah. Good looking covers, man.
I remember reading a lot of Wizard magazine, which was weird because I wasn't into comics like that. Yeah.
Had the homage to, what's her name?
Yeah, Janet Jackson. I had that cover. And it was, I had to hide it from the parents. And I didn't let them see that cover, but I had a lot of those. That was a cool one.
Yeah, that was a really good series, man. There was one that I don't know if you remember called Battle Chasers. It's supposed to be a video game and everything. Joe Majira did the artwork for it. He was one of my favorites. He did actually Deadpool's first miniseries.
That's pretty dope.
It was called The Circle Chase. And it was a 4-issue miniseries. It was Deadpool's first 4 comics with his fucking name in the title. And Joe Majira did the artwork for that. Anyway, he did this Battle Chasers thing. And it was supposed to be 12 issues, right? From the whole thing, it was just like 12 issues. Well, it took him, and it came out from Image, it took him something like 3 years to put out 9 issues, and then he just stopped.
Wow.
In like 2000, maybe 2002, something like that, just stopped. And it's been like thought dead for like ever. That's here we are 20 fucking years later, and they just announced that they're bringing it back.
Holy shit.
Finishing.
Damn.
It's like, this motherfucker's not trying to even reboot the whole son of a bitch. He's just going to say, oh, no, I'm giving you those last 3 issues. There you go.
Damn.
So, but that's kind of cool because, like, now, what's crazy is some of the artists that he inspired with his first fucking run to become... Yeah. Major comic book artists like now, like they're like doing covers for him, and they're like, holy shit, like this guy, like, yeah, I wanted to do it because of this guy, and now I'm doing his cover.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking dope.
Man. So cool, man. So cool. So I'm hype on that shit coming out. Moving and shaking on the Stone Ninja stuff. I've got one artist working on the inks for Stone Ninja number 2, another artist working on inks for Stone Ninja number 4, and then I got the lead artist is starting to pencil issue number 5.
Oh, that's so fucking dope.
Yeah, we've got a meeting on Monday night. Shannon, the owner of 901 Comics and Bad Dog Comics, the publisher of Stone Ninja. And we're basically going to go over what it's going to take for us to get into Diamonds, making a plan and starting to like lay out. It's been something we've said since October of last year. Oh, we need to get together and work it out, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, okay, if we're going to do it in time to hit, you know, the market next year, then we need to go ahead, get the fucking ball rolling.
Hell yeah.
Get this plan, you know, in order.
And hell fucking yeah.
Yeah. The goal is to get Stone Ninja Comics coast to coast. I mean, they're already kind of there. There's people that bought them up everywhere, but like, just to have anybody that reads comics browse a shelf and say, oh, what is this? You know, that's the goal. If I can get that, that's like the biggest advertising campaign for Stone Ninja.
Absolutely. And you know what? When I was playing cards, if I would have saw something like Stone Ninja, that would have been one of the ones I was picking up reading. I'd have bought that shit.
And then it's like, I've got an idea for a board game, a card game, like where, like a deck building card game.
Now you got me sold a fucking card game.
I've got an idea for a couple of different video games. Are you telling me, was it Ghost of Tsushima, right? Only put a Stone Ninja twist on it?
Yes.
Doesn't even have to be that big. Doesn't have to be that huge, man. Reef City's actually, you know, a pretty solid spot, man. I think we could do something fun with it. Dude, like what they're doing with this new Spider-Man game that's coming out. I know you guys saw the fucking trailer.
Oh, I haven't actually seen it fucking yet.
Oh, dude.
You know what?
Should we pull it up and simultaneously watch it?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do right fucking now.
Let's do a countdown on the play. And then we're just gonna review this. We're not gonna show this. You guys gotta watch it on your own.
So we don't
break any copyright crap.
Yeah, we don't want fucking Sony. Y'all tell me when and I will hit play.
Iron Man 2 PS5 trailer. Here, I got it. Hold on 1 second. No. Trailer 2 days ago. Yes, this is the one. Hold on just a second. My ad is counting down right now. So when I can start skipping to the fun stuff. Are you ready?
Yep.
I'm ready. All right. Yep. And go.
Gotta see all the Sony shit in the beginning.
Yeah. Insomniac Games. Yeah, you guys are awesome. You know they're doing a Wolverine game too.
I can't fucking wait.
It's so fucking dope. PlayStation
5 exclusive.
I'm glad I bought a PS5. Oh, and it's fucking Kraven. And he's buff as shit. Holy shit.
I like the taste of blood.
What is this? What is it, Barry? Oh shit, that was crazy. Man, the sudden interest in Kraven is neat.
Yeah.
Well, I think they really want to sell that movie coming up.
Yeah, they really do. This is what you
find, sir. Hell yeah.
Now there's like a 10-minute long like gameplay trailer too.
Damn.
Footage or whatever. And show.
Yeah. Okay, I was gonna say I thought Venom was in this one, but obviously by seeing that.
No, it's got the black suit, and I think Venom's going to be in it.
Wait, so you get to be Black Suit Spider-Man?
Yeah, and it's the symbiote.
That's pretty
so cool. Maybe that's gonna be a DLC thing.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I don't know.
Yeah, the first Spider-Man game was good. I'm actually about to play the remaster. Mm-hmm. Now that it's available for separate purchase. And the Miles Morales game was really good. So I hope you can switch between the two of them.
Yeah, I know both of the characters are going to be in it. Symbiote Spider-Man's going to be in it. Kraven is, you know, obviously one of the big bads. There's going to be other spider people. Supposed to be the Scarlet Spider, Ben Reilly.
Oh, that's pretty fucking dope. That's so funny. That's a deep cut, too. You don't see Scarlet Spider in much shit anymore. I hope he gets the fucking old school fucking vest.
I wonder if we're gonna get any of the Spider-Verse characters.
Probably, yeah, to push that fucking movie. Yeah, man, that movie looks so good too. And from the looks of it, it kind of looks like Spider-Man 2099 is bad.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like, I don't know what they're. You know how it is with trailers. There's something they're not showing us. But I can't fucking wait.
There's something that they're not showing us. They usually, you know, you see through the myriad of trailers that come out, maybe a total of like 5 to 7 minutes worth of a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, true. Wow.
Every once in a while, they give you like that. This was the end of the movie the whole time. And you're like, I already saw that.
Yeah.
Kind of blows my mind. Like, why would you even do that?
But yeah, they have.
What they show you comes out of like the first act of the movie.
Some of them trailers are like, yo, here's the whole movie. We condensed it into a minute and a half. Enjoy. All three acts. Minute and a half. 30 seconds each. Enjoy. You're like, wow, I feel like I've seen this whole fucking movie before. Oh yeah, it's because I watched the trailer first. Fucking, that's fucking wild.
Man. Hey, I got a buddy, he doesn't even watch trailers. He like tries his best to not see the trailers. He'll even like go so far as like when the trailers start in a movie, like if he goes to see the Marvel movie, like what was it that we just saw? Guardians of Galaxy 3, right?
Yeah, I gotta see
that. Like advertisements on the screen, blah blah blah. It goes into the first trailer for something else. He's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. Gets up, goes off to the bathroom. Specifically, like, skips the trailer for, I think, Marvel's There was something else, I don't know, comic book related stuff. And he just like, he's like, he knew it was coming. He didn't want to watch any of the spoilery stuff. He's not, he's like just doing the best he can to avoid all spoilers now. Because one of them, I think it was maybe Spider-Man No Way Home. They showed the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
There was one of them recently that just, they did it. And he was just like, man, like, I hate that I saw that trailer. I'm like, why? He's like, that's the whole movie. Spider-Man, all these people. He's got to, you know, catch them and beat the bad guys. And, it's done.
Man. You know, Spider-Man's another one that they've done a thousand times, but I enjoy where they're going. But I do agree that one movie trailers.
Yeah, well, and it kind of led to you know, I don't know. There was a couple of moments in that movie that were still you know, missing, but kind of like even almost implied in the trailers. It was like, oh no, man. So it was a good movie, but yeah, I felt like if you avoided the trailers and went in just going, okay, what's this new Spider-Man movie gonna be about?
Right.
Turned out great for you.
I hate when a trailer shows a scene that's not even in the movie. Like, that happened to me with the Mighty Ducks 2. And I'm like, man, where the fuck is this scene? I'm like, it's not. I've seen this movie a thousand fucking times. I ain't seen this scene one time, but here it is in this trailer.
Yeah. Man, was it like one of the deleted scenes or something?
You know, I don't know. I never watched the deleted scenes. This is back when shit was just on VHS.
Yeah, that was some collector's edition gold, you know, VHS.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, they showed you a commercial for the movie you were going to watch.
Oh, like, yeah. Dude. Oh, God, just fast-forwarding through the fucking previews and stuff. Even now, I hate it when you put in a DVD, right? I mean, if you still buy a DVD. But like, for instance, Spider-Man No Way Home, because it's a fucking Sony thing, didn't come out on Disney Plus. We're gonna watch that motherfucker, so as soon as I can buy it on Blu-ray, scooped it up on Blu-ray.
Right.
Worth it. But you know, put a fucking disc in there and it starts like going through the previews and stuff. It's like, nah, just go to the screen. You're gonna put all this stuff in there for me to check it out? Fine. I might check it out if it's cool. Like, make it where I can hit like the button once or twice and play my movie. Fuck off.
Man, I remember when DVDs fucking were new. That's crazy to think of that DVDs, you know, like who does buy? I know there are some people, but realistically, who buys DVDs anymore?
Man,
right,
dude, there's like cassette tapes and VHS tapes are like starting to be collectible.
I know,
some of them are rare. There's some of the like Disney movies, if it has like a black diamond on the spine of the fucking case, it's supposed to be like some like rare vaulted copies.
That's fucking nuts, man.
I had so many Disney movies on VHS, dog.
I feel like everyone did. I feel like everyone just had a stack of them stupid fucking plastic cases.
Yeah.
Disney movies came in stupid plastic cases, and porno movies came in stupid big cases. Like, that was some... As a child, you couldn't hide a porno tape with the case. The case was always like 2 feet fucking tall. Why? Why do you? just so you can't be discreet with this fucking tape. This always bothered me. I don't know why I remember that, but it bothered me.
Yeah, no, I grew up on the Scramble Channel. That's the best I got.
I remember the Scramble Channel.
Yeah, everyone's about to go over to a buddy's house, and they'd be like, hey, look up on a magazine.
Man, or I went to a buddy's house and he had a cable descrambler. So that was pretty neat.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so all the pay-per-views and all that shit were just free. That's like magic technology. Even today, that still blows my fucking mind. Although it seems like that'd be something easy to get caught doing. And I don't want Comcast fucking suing me. They can afford better lawyers than me.
Well, nowadays that's harder to do because of, you know, the technology and the cable itself that they're putting out there. But like back in the day, you had a descrambler in like the 90s or the 2000s. And shit they could do, man. I actually had one for, I don't know, a little while.
Man, that's...
A couple of months or something before, like, I ended up getting DirecTV because Comcast was, like, pissing me off. They were horrible.
Man, little black box. Those things... We had one when I was a child for a little bit, too. That was always exciting as a kid. My aunt had one, and so she would record all the wrestling pay-per-views for us.
Yeah, this one, I think I had to pay like $200 or something, and I was pissed when I only got to use it for like 3 months because it was like you said, man, everything just fucking unlocked.
Yep.
And then I was just like, I'm moving into this new place. I'm getting rid of Comcast. They can fuck off. I did end up selling it for the $200 I bought it for, but it was a bit of technology I didn't get to really appreciate.
Man, I remember when fucking Fire Sticks got real big for a minute there, too. And then I was like, man, what is all the fuss over these Fire Sticks? Oh, people are just jailbreaking them? And that makes it go from being like $30 to $100? I went to fucking Walmart and bought a bunch of them motherfuckers and jailbroke them and sold them.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, holy shit, yeah, here you go. Who else needs one? That... Watching fucking TV on that was tedious as hell. Like, you really had to want to watch a show to jump through those fucking hoops.
Yeah, I skipped all that. I was already doing Netflix and DirecTV.
Yeah, that's... I don't got fucking cable. I got Sling. But I got a shit ton of streaming services. And Samsung has like a ton of free fucking channels, I found out. Like they have some anime channel.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's all built right into my fucking TV, so that's pretty fucking nice.
That is cool.
But holy fucking shit, you guys, we fucking have hit that time.
We've hit the fucking mark.
That was one fucking 32 in a nutshell.
Hell yeah, we fucking did that shit.
It's great to have you fucking back. Fucking.
Left the stone.
Sucks we're out, Jesse, but, you know.
Yep, well, he's lost. I've got a minor surgery next week on Wednesday, so... If I survive that, I'll probably be off work because I'm off work for at least a week or two.
Hell yeah. And
like I was telling you guys, I trained up a new bartender that I'm hoping can do the Friday nights.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
get back on track with it.
Yeah. And be back to the boys' night. It'll be fucking great.
What's up? And
fucking, you know, BrooklynBeatdown.com. TheBrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking merch, fucking social links, our YouTube, all that shit's there. Stone Ninja. Fucking buy some fucking shit. And of course, the fucking Slinky Cast. Fucking. Yep. I don't know when he's picking it up again, but it'll be picked up again at some fucking point. Fucking.
Yeah, man.
We fucking love you guys, and we'll see you next fucking episode.
Yeah.
Jesus.